Hey there, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast. We call it
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, Tony had five things that are actually worse than Monday.
I bet you'll agree. Number five, learning someone is allergic to grape juice in the middle of the Lord's Supper would be bad. Number four, sneezing string cheese. Number three, a proctologist holding a Swiss Army knife or machete.
What's this corkscrew for?
Number two, gargling already been gargled Listerine.
That's nasty.
With floaties in it.
Mm.
Number one, telling your boss your pee results were due to drinking Willie Nelson's dehumidifier water.
I didn't smoke it. It's Willie.
Yeah, it's his water.
Daggum Willie. This morning, talked about weird things that you found at your parents' house over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, a lot of people are getting back to work and stuff over the weekend on Twitter. This is really funny. They were asking the question, what's the weirdest thing you saw at your parents' house over Thanksgiving?
Weirdest.
Now, here's some of the things that they saw.
All right.
Craft beads in a urine sample cup.
What?
Huh.
Over Thanksgiving?
A shrine to former Atlanta Braves player Chipper Jones.
That's odd.
That's weird. Edible strawberry body lotion.
Don't see that.
A calendar on the wall turned to September 2006.
Hey, somebody ought to tell them, hey, need to flip a few pages on the calendar there.
That's when you know that your give-a-damn is completely busted. When it's been, what is it, 13 years since you've decided to keep up with the date?
Right, yeah.
You're giving what time is it? What date is it? Don't know. Don't care.
2006 in my world.
It's always 2006 here, so y'all hush up.
I guess the weirdest thing, did you see anything weird at any of yours?
No, no, everything was normal for me.
All right, the only weird thing was just cute. Sorry, ladies, I have a nephew had a baby. Little baby Wyatt was there this year.
Right.
And I know they're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2-3 months old.
Yeah.
But watching a baby eat is the nastiest thing. I mean, everybody's, ain't he cute? And it's like, he's got the carrots in there with the sweet potatoes, and it's all, and then people want to hold him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, now you know how I feel, me and you go to Waffle House. Would you take a job that you had to wear a diaper to do?
Yeah. I would.
These are the hard-hitting questions.
Got a neat story here.
What's
about
that?
Elton John.
What did Sir Elton do?
This is perseverance. This is a man that that knows what his job is and keeps going.
Okay.
He revealed in an interview on, I don't know where the television place was. It was in Ireland, and I can't say it.
Okay.
But he wore a diaper.
Blarney Stone TV.
He wore a diaper on stage in a performance.
Really?
Yeah. It was after that he had a cancer operation that impacted his bladder.
Uh-huh.
And his loss of bladder
so
control.
Instead of just canceling the show, he threw on a diaper.
Done the show in a diaper.
That's pretty. I mean, the show must go on. I mean, that's taking it to the Wow, I mean,
I think that NASCAR drivers.
I've always wondered what they do.
You know, they got to out there. They're out there.
I mean, right? I mean, that's how do you not?
And if you're focused on winning, and I mean that's your job. If your job required you to pee your pants, would you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd need some extra pay. You know, I'm not gonna do it for.
Oh, yeah, I ain't. $15
an hour, no.
$28,000 a year ain't
going to
get me.
That's not a pee your pants.
I want, you're going to, I'm talking.
It's a 70 or above to even think about it. And then the more you get paid, the more you're willing to wet yourself, I think.
70 and above, I'd do anything in my pants. At anything. Yeah, I was thinking 50s and up, I'll get pee in my pants.
Well, I mean,
at 70s, shoot.
Well, you got to figure NASCAR drivers have to do that too.
Yeah.
So
winning stinks sometimes.
And I got to tell you, it happened the first time I ran up against that wall. That's the first time that it happened. My diapers would officially be used at that point because that scared me to death. A cosmetic company's come up with fake skin, but we did that in like first grade.
Yeah.
They're saying this is a new cosmetic thing, but I'm here to tell you it's not. A Japanese company
They've created a synthetic spray-on skin. Okay, and it's to cover blemishes and things like that.
Synthetic skin.
But here's the deal.
Hmm?
We all invented this in kindergarten. It's called Elmer's glue.
Yeah, I remember.
Remember,
that.
you'd put it on your hand or somewhere, and you'd let it dry, and you'd peel it off. Poof, skin.
Yeah. Right.
And so I don't see why they're saying this is a big deal, because you could have mixed some flesh color crayon into your
Elmer's glue,
put it on there, and it would have been almost an exact copy.
See, there, we invented that a long time ago.
So they're all like, look what we did. Psh, we've been doing that since kindergarten. But here's the deal with ours. Ours was a two-purpose thing. Once you put it on your hand and it became skin and you looked at it and all that stuff, you could roll that sucker up, poof, booger.
Yeah, it was.
So, yours is cool and all, Japanese cosmetic company, but does yours turn into boogers?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Ours did.
Tony had a new story for today's Tony Tales.
Hope you enjoy it.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, North Korea aimed a nuclear missile at America and threatened to nuclearize the United Americas if we didn't give them Kentucky Fried Chicken secret recipe and a monster truck. The government told North Korea they could get the monster truck, but Colonel Sanders' chicken recipe was a secret mixture of 11 herbs and spices that the colonel locked in a safe somewhere.
"I will have to nuke Kentucky," said North Korea. "If I can shoot Washington, I can surely shoot Kentucky. I'll just move the barrel down and over a little, and boom, that's Kentucky. Don't make me nuke Kentucky."
"Okay, okay," said the leader of the Speak to the World Leaders guy. "We will get you a monster truck and KFC's secret recipe. We surrender." Then a huge boat carried the monster truck and the chicken recipe over to North Korea. But nobody heard anything from them after that. Just snoring. The whole country was asleep. Then we learned the special forces swapped Colonel Sanders' secret recipe with Bill Cosby's secret recipe chicken. And the whole country slept for months and months and months. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
This one's explosive.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Bomb suggestive intimidating. Bomb suggestive intimidating is when somebody feels like calling in a bomb threat, but they've calmed down a little bit since then, and it's not really a threat, but they're still pissed. Bomb suggested intimidating.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Betty Joe beat the stranger till he was black and blue. Everyone at church knew it was Betty Joe's pew.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. So a bunch of families in the Chicago area, they had a little something extra to be thankful for this year. This is a really cool story. Three churches in Chicago got together, and they raised about $38,000 between them.
Wow.
Then they used it to pay off millions of dollars of unpaid medical debt for 6,000 random families. And they did it through a group called RIP Medical Debt that buys up debt from collection agencies for pennies on the dollar. And then the families who they paid for, they got a letter in the mail saying that their debt was forgiven.
Wow.
One of them was a lady named Carol Johnson. She still owed $450 in medical debt for her mom, who had just passed away. And her son, they were so touched by what these churches have done, they scraped together for the $450 they would have owed. And instead of just keeping it, they gave it to the church. The church can take that $450, and they're going to use that money to feed a family of five for a week.
That is amazing.
That's just really neat. How the good just keeps on rolling going. On that deal. To those three churches, to Carol Johnson.
And having debt forgiven.
That's awesome. Y'all are real good.
Okay, that's it for today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.